Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. There's an organization called Right On Door County. And right, by the way, is spelled W-R-I-T-E. It started as an annual festival a few years back, and this month they will celebrate the 10th year of festivals. And we have a couple of guests for you to talk about the Washington Island Literary Festival. Deb Wyman, one of them, is a member of the Washington Island Literary Festival Committee and owns Fair Isle Books and Gifts on the island. Deb, welcome.
Hello from the island. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Also with us today, Michael Torres, a poet and assistant professor in the MFA program at Minnesota State University, Mankato. His debut collection of poems was titled An Incomplete List of Names, and it was selected by the Raquel Salas Rivera for the National Poetry Series and named one of NPR's best books of 2020. Michael, thank you for taking time to be with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hello. How are you all doing?
We're doing just great here. And as we talk with our two guests, I hope you'll join in. Are you a fan of the Washington Island Literary Festival? What questions maybe to have about the festival or maybe about writing? We've got a couple of people here. I think you can answer a lot of questions in that area. Love to hear from you. You can give us a call. by the way, Deb is pointing at Michael for the answers to those questions. Love to hear from you. Give us a call. Join in. The number's 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Deb, give us the history on this. Tell us how this festival got started. What's the background?
Sure. I bought the bookshop about 8 years ago, but before me, the bookshop was on the island for 11 years, and the previous owner spent her winters down in the Keys of Florida, and she loved the Key West Literary Seminar. So she thought that would be a great model to use to bring to our island because we're both islands, we're both small. Key West is a lot bigger than us, but we took a little bit of a diminutive version of that festival and brought it to our island. So that's been going on for 10 years. I attended the first two, so I've actually been at all 10 festivals. The first two, I didn't know I'd own a bookshop on the island, but I got to live that dream when the other owner wanted to retire and travel. So I have been involved in putting it on for the last 8 years. And we have a few different parts to the festival. There are workshops where people can come and take small, intimate little courses with the authors who are presenting at the festival. So Michael will be teaching a poetry workshop, and so will the other four authors who are visiting us. Then we also have a free creative lab that has evolved so that the whole community and anyone visiting the island can participate in a writing event free of charge on the Thursday of the festival. And then the kind of culmination of the festival is an all-day presentation that takes place outside on our beautiful terrace at the Arts Center under a canopy. And it has all five authors in conversation about the theme of the festival. Every year has a theme. And so they're on a panel addressing how their particular book, and we have poets and nonfiction and fiction authors all, and each one of them will relate to a theme that we have each year. This year's theme is crossroads, where we've been and where we're going. So that's addressed in lots of different ways. We have always tried to highlight the importance of Midwestern literature and writers, but it's also an opportunity for us to bring some diversity to our island that has a lot of Scandinavian heritage, and we appreciate the diversity we can bring by bringing authors from other places and other cultures and sharing that with the folks on the island and in Door County.
Yeah, it's great. And Michael, you're one of the presenting authors, as Deb said. What do you like about interacting with participants at events like this? I'm assuming you've done this kind of thing before.
Yeah, I've done some things like this. What's really exciting about events like this is that, like, the people who are coming into the workshop and to this whole conference are, like, really just sort of knowing that they want to dedicate their time to like, either, like, enhance their craft or just try to learn something that they don't know or try to work on something that they've been working on and maybe haven't had a chance to give it as much time. And, like, so a conference and events like this, like, give them, like, solid days of time to really sort of work at that and generate new material as well.
Yeah. So, what will you be talking about directly?
Yeah. So with the theme Crossroads, I sort of came up with this workshop. It's a generative workshop with new material that they're going to write. But I'm thinking about the idea of, like, cliche and how we sort of, that's sort of like the initial thing we usually sort of lean into when we're writing about something that may be a big or important event or experience that we want to talk about, like a certain particular crossroad that we're at. And so I want to sort of lean into the cliche and sort of make our way through it instead of trying just to avoid it, but sort of looking at it and then breaking it apart and just kind of exploring and having fun with language.
That sounds like fun. What are, Deb, back to you for a minute. Who are the other writers?
So we have Kara Black, who has written a series. We're featuring her 20th mystery with her protagonist, Amy LeDuc. And most of her mysteries are set in, well, all of them are set in Paris, but they all involve another culture. So she's going to be doing a workshop on villains and villainesses. And then we have Toya Wolf is a debut author from Chicago who grew up in the Robert Taylor Homes and has written a novel called The Last Summer on State Street. And she grew up in that Robert Taylor home and wrote a novel about it. So she'll be presenting a workshop called Your Story, Your Voice. And we have a nonfiction author, Lyanda Lynn Haupt, who has written a number of wonderful nature books. And the current one literally has crossroads in the title. It's called Rooted at the Crossroads of Science, Spirit, and Nature. And on our island, we have nature in abundance, and it's a lot of why people come to visit us. So that's a wonderfully appropriate one. And then we have a Wisconsin native who is presenting A Raft of Stars. And his name is Andrew Graff. That's his novel that he's presenting. And his workshop is called The Three Universals of Storytelling. So his is about a couple of boys who run off into the Wisconsin wilderness where he actually grew up because they fear that they've killed one of the boys' fathers trying to save one of the boys' lives. So
I interviewed Andrew Graff for that book. It was a fascinating book.
It is.
And he was a great interview. We had a lot of fun with it. So let's say I've been thinking about writing a book, and I haven't even started yet, but I've got a whole bunch of things going on in my head. Is this a good place for me to go and visit?
I think folks would find a lot of inspiration here. The people that we have offering workshops are excellent at craft, and they would help someone with that vague idea find a particular way during the course of the workshop to focus and put something on paper. They actually do writing in these workshops. But it's also a good opportunity for readers, because on the Saturday, we get to hear all of the authors present about each of their books, and there's a lot of time for back and forth. I think one of the unique things about our festival compared to others is that we're a really small, intimate venue. And yeah. So rather than getting to have, 30 seconds at a signing with an author, they get to join them at an opening reception that's very down to earth and relaxed the way the island is. It's literally in a barn at our farm museum. So it's a very, relaxing and easy spot to start out either as a reader or a writer.
Well, I was just on Washington Island a couple of weeks ago, and it is a relaxing place. And we'll talk some more with our two guests, Deb Wyman and Michael Torres, about the festival on Washington Island, the Washington Island Literary Festival, and what's going on with it. I want to talk with Michael a bit about his book, too, and certainly take your questions and comments. You can join in 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Back after the news. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network as we talk about the upcoming Washington Island Literary Festival on the show with our guests, two guests for you, by the way, Deb Wyman. Deb's a member of the Washington Island Literary Festival Committee. She owns Fair Isle Books and Gifts on Washington Island. With her as well is Michael Torres, a poet and assistant professor in the MFA program at Minnesota State University, Mankato. His debut collection of poems, titled An Incomplete List of Names, was selected by Raquel Salas Rivera for the National Poetry Series. And it was named as one of NPR's best books of 2020. And he's one of the participants. And certainly as we talk with them, I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments. Do you enjoy attending writers' workshops, festivals of this nature? And do you know any of the upcoming workshops in other parts of the states even? Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call. Dave in Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. What a great topic. I live on the north side of Milwaukee, north and 27th approximately, and I'd be interested in attending. I have a lot of family and friends we'd all like to attend. I'm wondering if there's any way to, we don't have vehicles, if there's public transportation up to Washington Island. And also when we get there, is there any, typically, you know, where could we stay inexpensively or free? And then food, we'd like to get inexpensive food. It sounds like a really great time for us. And we'd like to come up there from the north side. I'm just wondering how we could manage that, if there's any, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Deb, let's go to you for that.
Sure. We have a wonderful campground on the island. If you have any camping equipment, if not, they have a few cabins there. That might be an option. But also, if you wanted to avoid the expense of an overnight stay, there will be a late ferry on Saturday night if you wanted to come up for the Saturday. So we do not have public transportation on the island. We're 35 square miles. I don't think there is an Uber to be found, but I think you'd need to have a car or some kind of way to at least get to the venue, unless you're happy hikers. It would be about a 2-mile hike to the Arts Center from the ferry dock.
Well, you could rent a bike right there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. There are bicycles. There are bicycles and there are, thanks, Larry, that's exactly right. There are also mopeds you could rent at Annie's Mopeds.
There you go, Dave. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. And again, you can join us 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. I want to learn a little more about you, Michael, and let our listeners know a little bit more. This is kind of an interesting story because you went from being a graffiti artist to becoming an assistant professor.
Yeah. I did graffiti as a teenager, and then, well, there was a moment when I got caught and I had to decide sort of what do I want to do? Because I'd still wanted to sort of be creative and like be sort of artistic. And I had been introduced to poetry and literature when I was a young boy from my sister. And so that interest came back as I went from high school to community college. And so it seems like an unlikely transition from visual art to writing, but I was still able to be creative. And then I took a poetry class at community college and I really loved it. And I thought, well, if I could if I could do this somehow for the rest of my life, then I would really like that. And so I just sort of, I pursued it, and I came out to Minnesota for grad school, and was teaching part-time, and luckily got a full-time position in the last couple of years.
That's a pretty cool story. And your book is a series of poems, I don't know. The format, I would say, is not traditional format, perhaps. And it's really fascinating read. I'm telling you, how did you come to write it in that fashion?
Yeah, I think when I first decided that I wanted to write a poetry book, I didn't go with an intention like, oh, I have one particular story to tell. I think, you know, especially when I moved out to Minnesota away from California where I grew up, I was sort of homesick in a way, but also just thinking back on all those times when I was, you know, a graffiti artist. And so different memories kept popping up. And from those memories, I would sort of create poems, or like what poem might come from this. And so the book, I guess, came together not as one single narrative thing or narrative arc, but like just different memories that sort of like more of like a mosaic, I suppose, that became the book, you know, over several years of writing and revising and going back and forth.
It's fascinating, and to some acclaim too. That has to have been fun too.
Yeah, I was not expecting, you know, because this is my first book, so when you do something like this and you send the book out to different competitions, open calls or contests, you really don't know. There's like years of rejection. It could be right, and so you have to sort of, you know, just get back to the drawing board or whatever. And then when the book finally got selected, I was actually at my childhood home when I got the call. And so that was a really beautiful moment of like listening to that voicemail and being in my childhood backyard, kind of looking at everything and where I'd come from. And then getting on the NPR's best book list. I didn't expect that. And it was just like, I don't know, it was just really a wonderful sort of thing to have happened. And I feel very blessed because this is something I just really love doing, writing and teaching.
Yeah, and the teaching. And so you teach, what are the courses you teach, by the way?
So I teach mostly creative writing courses at the undergraduate and graduate level here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I also teach creative writing courses through the Minnesota Prison Writing Workshop. It's a nonprofit organization where we go into state prisons and we teach the students on the inside as well.
Yeah, I'm wondering, that really intrigued me. So how did that program get going?
There is the director, Jen Bowen. She started it many years ago by simply, I think she just asked if she could run one class inside of one of the prisons, and then it worked out, and slowly she built a relationship with the Department of Corrections. And then somewhere along the way, like I was asked if I would like to teach one of those classes. And ever since then, I've just been involved with the organization. And they go, I believe they are in all the state prisons in Minnesota. And there's like a reading series. There's actually an annual reading coming up on October 22nd. It's a student reading. So we read student work. There's like a live in-person and a streaming event. That'll be happening on October 22nd.
I'm wondering what you, what writing gives the inmates, and what you've seen in working with them.
Yeah, my first experience, I think, is the most standout sort of example, which is I quickly realized that, you know, throughout their day, they're just, they're not really talked to as people. They're a number because, you know, the people who work there have to have the sort of regulations because that's their job. But so when my students come in my class, they become students of writing, and they're no longer just these inmates. And so they really care about the reading material, and they want to give me their opinions, and they're willing to write something and be vulnerable on the page. And I think I just really appreciate that. And they I think get a sense of like, that they feel seen and heard.
Yeah. Well, and you're an example, a great example, Deb, Michael is, of the kind of expertise and experience that the folks who are kind of leading the workshops, like Michael is, bring to the festival. Maybe talk about that a little bit. Maybe talk about some of the other writers a bit more, too, and the experiences they bring.
Sure. Well, I think probably our most experienced author is Kara Black. She's been writing for over 20 years. She's coming from the East Coast. She lives in New York, I believe, but spends a lot of time in Paris where all of her items are set. And because she writes mystery, she is very familiar with villains and villainesses. We actually contacted her to come be a presenter because a person from the island was taking a writing workshop with her in Bordeaux.
No.
And started talking about the island and what a wonderful little intimate festival it was. And that island person actually put us in contact with Kara, and she teaches obviously internationally, and we're just thrilled to have her coming and bringing her 20 years of experience, both in writing and in leading workshops to the island. Toya Wolf is a debut novelist, the one coming from Chicago who wrote The Last Summer on State Street. But we have many people who come to the festival, particularly to the workshops, who are interested in writing memoir and addressing things in their own life. And so Toya's is a particularly dramatic story, but her workshop is indeed about your story, your voice, and learning how to write about the parts of your life that you want to share with the world.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. Andrew Graff's workshop is the three universals of storytelling, and his is, you know, one of the novels that you featured here, you said on your program. And I think his workshop has a wait list at the moment, mm-hmm. but we are thrilled to have him, have a native Wisconsinite coming back to lead a workshop for folks who are looking at writing novels. And Lyanda has one of the most beautiful spots to present a workshop among the author. She gets to be on the west side of the island looking over the cliffs that we have here out on the water. That fits, since her workshop is about nonfiction writing, and in her life it always involves nature. So she will be looking at how to use the pronoun I believe is what hers focuses on. She writes a very readable style. She's read hugely and broadly, but she writes in a very accessible way. Her book has been flying off the shelf at my bookshop. And that's not always the case with nonfiction titles, but hers is very readable. And she's going to try through her workshop to teach others how to create that kind of readable style that draws people into a nonfiction book. And then Michael's got to talk about his
own. Oh, man. You know, here I am as an interviewer, and what, you know, you're always taught, you always ask who, what, where, when, why, and how. And I have not asked when yet. I don't think we've even given the dates for this festival, and it's coming up pretty darn soon.
It is, in a couple of weeks. So it's it runs a Thursday through Saturday, September 15th through the 17th. Thursday is the free creative lab where anyone can take a shot at working through a writing exercise with a couple of wonderful facilitators. A former presenter, Paula Carter, will be working on that, as will Elizabeth Sachs, an English professor who's been with the festival all 10 years and is on our committee as well as has presented workshops. And I believe Kirsten Wasson, also another workshop presenter from earlier years, will be at that free event. So we have students from our high school come to that. We have adults who are year-round residents and visitors to the island. They're all welcome. No registration required for that Thursday. Then Friday on the 16th, workshops you need to register for in advance. And you can go to wilitfest.com and register. There's those five different workshops we just highlighted. And then Saturday, the kind of capstone on the 17th, runs all day. And it is starting at 9 in the morning, runs till about 5-ish in the evening with breaks for lunch, and also that late boat back if you wanted to make a single day of it instead of a weekend.
And is there a cost on attendance for, like, the Saturday, for example?
The Saturday is $150 mm-hmm. for the whole day. The workshops, I believe, are, I can't remember, sorry to tell you, if they're 75 or 85, but someplace in there.
Okay, so pretty reasonable when you think about the kind of talent that the people who are presenting these workshops have, for
right.
sure.
And anyone coming to those events is welcome to attend the opening reception, which will have food and drink on Friday evening. And then there's always, you know, coffee and snacks in the morning at the Saturday event. So there's all kinds of little things that come along with it, including your registration packet with treats.
So maybe you could talk with us a bit more about the group itself, the Right On Door County group, because I went online and looked at the little video that you had of the group. It was really interesting to me. So talk about that group.
So Right On Door County is headed by Jared Santek. He's the artistic director at the moment, and he has been on our committee the whole 10 years that we've had the festival. They are, we initially were a part of the arts center here, but we kind of moved over to Right On as they became more established. And it's been a wonderful partnership with Right On Door County. Now we're one of their programs. Jared used to run the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis, so closer to you, Michael. And he was kind of recruited to Door County. I think he loved the natural beauty here and was the first hire they had to help establish this beautiful new center that they have. And at this gorgeous spot, they have residencies for authors. Then they have a brand new, beautiful center that has a library and workspaces, and they have classes. They have presentations. They've had U.S. Poet Laureates there already. And all kinds of wonderful authors come to speak, and they bring them to various schools in the community. But it's a wonderful resource for folks who are interested in writing or in reading. Hearing authors speak about their work there happens regularly. You can look at their calendar at Right On.
I was looking at the facility, and it really looks wonderful. And I'm assuming, what'd you have, fundraisers or whatever to be able to afford something like that?
I think they did have an angel donor that gave them lots of beautiful land to work with. So they have some beautiful paths that you can walk that have benches and beautiful etchings and, you know, sayings around. They've been so thoughtful about that center. There are whole shelves that you could dedicate in the library as a way of raising funds. And even in my shop right now, I have collections of Native Door County flora and fauna note cards that all are still benefiting Right On. They have wonderful creative folks associated with the board at Right On. One of them owned Edgewood Galleries in Door County for 50 years, and she's been working with many of the fundraising efforts there, I know.
Yeah.
So they have very creative spirits afoot there.
Michael, have you been involved in this? I mean, is this your first time around or your first learning about the festival? I mean, I'm sure it's been a months or maybe a year, but was it before that or what?
I think it was a few months that I was invited. Actually, when my book was first coming out, Jared and Door County was like something I was looking toward because it was sort of semi-local to me as a way to help launch the book. And Jared was really kind in having setting up a reading. And then since then, we've sort of had this relationship where I've been, you know, invited to participate in these things. And so when I got the invite for the Lit Fest, I was really excited to go somewhere. Cause most of the time, you know, for the last couple of years it's been through Zoom. And so I'm really excited for this.
It's nice to, no Zoom involved in this one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All in person.
It's all in person. And again, give us the, here in our last minute or so, give us the when part and how people can sign up or at least learn more about the project, about the festival.
Sure. It's coming up in a couple weeks, September 15th through the 17th. That's a Thursday through a Saturday. Free day Thursday, workshops Friday. Readers and writers enjoy Saturday with all of the authors. And you can register at wilitfest.com. If you have questions, you could call anyone at Write on Door County. Don't have that number in front of me. You could call my bookshop if you'd like. That number is 920-847-2565. And I'd be happy to answer any questions or give you the correct number if you have a question I can't answer.
Okay, there we go. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have be able to speak with both of you. It sounds like it's going to be a fun time. 10 years.
That's 10 years. And one of our best learnings was that when we moved it outside, everyone was happier after COVID. So we're staying outside on the terrace.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure the festival is going to be a great success. Deb Michael, thank you again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Deb Wyman is a member of the Washington Island Literary Festival Committee. Michael Torres, a poet, author of An Incomplete List of Names. He's one of the presenting authors at the festival, and great to have them with us today to talk about it. And again, wilitfest.com is the place to go. I think we probably have that up on our WPR Larry Mueller Show page under program notes if you go to today's date. I did want to mention you can join us tonight at 7 for WPR's live coverage of an address to the nation by President Joe Biden. President's in Philadelphia, and the White House says President Biden will deliver an address about democracy and the soul of the nation. That's live NPR coverage tonight at 7 on WPR and at WPR.org. And then just looking ahead to tomorrow, our turf specialist, Doug Soldat, will be back for Garden Talk to talk about lawn care. And I hope you can join us for that. In the meantime, I hope you'll stay with us through the afternoon. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.